oh, geez, guys, we got to get our episode going, don't you know? Like, we just got to go. You're darn tootin', we got to get this thing started. We're Flipper Flicks, and we're here to, just start our episode, and I'm Adam.
You sounded just like her, except for the part where you also sounded like Morty from Rick and Morty.
I'm getting a
little bit of both, yeah.
Yeah, it's because I was, oh, geez, Rick.
Oh, geez, oh, God, oh. That's funny. Yeah.
Nice. I was wondering who was going to break first. I should have known it was going to be you.
Yeah. On which, like, doing the Midwestern accent?
Yeah.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah.
All of us are.
But not Minnesota. So.
Minnesota or Canada.
Yeah, true.
Or Sweden.
True.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you with this movie.
All right, Sam.
What the hell? I don't even get to say my own name first anymore.
I'm going to redact that. Redact. Redact.
I'm Sam.
Redacted.
We're on social media.
Also redacted.
Not yet. They're still active.
Hearsay.
We're on Twitter and Instagram at FlipperFlix. You can catch some episode details on there. Not many, but they're there.
Sometimes.
Yeah, they're not consistent, but they're there sometimes. We like to keep you guys on your toes. And we release episodes. I feel like I have not done social media in a very long time.
She was laughing about me during the new intro. It's not as easy as you remember, but it's been a while.
He got in my head. We release episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on all of the major podcasting platforms, such as Spotify.
Are you trying to Anchor, do like the Midwestern accent Google. or robot accent?
I was just vibing.
The middle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a Midwestern robot. The Sambot 2000.
Like if your Roomba came to life in Minnesota. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
I feel like I got cut off, but it's fine.
You were talking about Anchor. That was the last thing. You know our host.
Yes. Yes, that Anchor ad that's been floating around for 2 years.
2 years.
Sorry if it breaks your ears.
Yeah, it's way louder.
I know.
And I don't know how to lower the
volume.
That
was when we were youths, okay?
We
didn't understand volumes.
We screamed into the mic. Well, we still do, but yeah, we were doing it then, too.
Yeah. Anyway, social media, just check it out. Go find us out there. You can find our website, flipflix.com. You can,
Yeah, can you prove that?
No. I don't know. I think our old one actually is still out there, and it just gives you, like, a little, like...
I think it errs
405,
out
405, 504.
404,
Dinosaur
but...
arrow. Arrow? Error. Anyway.
The dinosaur errors if you don't have internet, Sam.
Anyway, then
it's a fun game.
I'll get there eventually. You can recommend movies for us, and it's a new season, and so any new movie recommendations would be appreciated. There's a little contact form where you can just do it, or you can do it via social media. So please do it. Do the needful.
Do it.
Honestly, we've had two of them recently.
I know.
People, I was pretty excited.
People are doing it.
What was the first one? The second one was The Godfather.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The first one was Mr. Rogers film that I'm blanking on.
It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That film.
Mm-hmm. Are we ever going to let our third host say his name? See how I did not steal his thunder?
You darn tootin', we are.
Hey, guys, I don't remember what category this was from today, this week.
Shoot,
of this
me neither.
Time.
Oh, my gosh. Whoops, you missed the boat on that one.
He didn't catch it. He said it. That's what it was. Sorry, missed the boat. Missed the boat.
Oh, yeah. Again, we missed the boat on this one.
We are Flip Flicks, and my name is... So we watched, I forget how to do this.
Right?
I forget. Fargo. I guess I'll see what we watched. Fargo. We watched Fargo.
What did we watch it on?
It hasn't even been
Prime.
That long since we've done
it's been
this.
Two
we're all
weeks.
Struggling.
We're struggling real good. I guess I'll go over the synopsis. Yeah?
It's
a movie from 1996.
Yeah,
an hour and 38 minutes long or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did say that a lot. Anyway.
I'll get into that.
A man deeply in debt hires two incompetent henchmen to kidnap his wife and split the ransom money, but things go awry when the inept criminals instead kill a highway patrolman and two hapless bystanders.
That's it? There was only
That's very straightforward.
All right. Timmy, can you say that word again? You know which word, too.
Awry. It's a rye.
Okay, I was like, I don't know what word this is supposed to be.
I know, it's weird to me, because it looks like a, I mean, it's awry, it looks like, but it's a rye.
Yeah.
I just like saying awry.
Awry.
I was envisioning like A-U-R something. I was like, what
I knew what he was saying, but you didn't, you couldn't
That's
see his face, because we're not on video.
I like it.
So, Tim, you picked this film. You missed the boat on it.
I sure Actually, did.
We all did miss the boat on this one.
Yeah, I sure did on that one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
why do you...
Are you wanting my expectations, yeah?
Yes, that's what we're going for here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, see, Tim's going more Canadian, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's pretty much the same, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I always heard about this movie, and the show, but I never watched it. I don't know why. I just kind of never did, and it just kind of flew under the radar for me. I think because, I mean, part of it's a 90s movie, right? So we were younger at the time.
Youths.
But just a few youths.
We were just youths. Some youth-looking guys and gal.
What? A ute. What is a ute? Oh, youths. that's from My Cousin Vinny. That's great. I love that movie.
Another 90s film.
Another 90s film that I did see.
Weird.
With Pesky, right? Strange.
So, like, yes.
Mm-hmm. That one used to play on Comedy Central a lot, though.
A lot. That movie is fantastic. One of my favorites. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say about my expectations for it because I really had no idea what it was about.
So, like, all I knew is that Steve Buscemi guy was going to die.
Yeah.
And, like, he was going to get really, really shredded. Yeah, and there's a lot of snow in it.
I didn't even know he was in the movie, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's a Coen brother film.
That's true.
And they always kill Steve Buscemi.
Wait, you didn't know how he died?
I knew he was killed in a wood chipper.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't killed in a wood chipper.
Well, he was put in a wood chipper because... So they always, Steve Buscemi in Coen brother films gets smaller and smaller. The remains of his body decrease in every movie. And then like the smallest version of him is as Donnie in The Big Lebowski. So the wood chipper is before that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So
there you go.
So yeah, because he's not fully chipped. Anyways, we'll get into that. And yeah, I knew there was a lot of snow in it because, nice. You know, it was in Fargo. Mm. But it was really more in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
True.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sam? What'd you know?
Think? I knew it was a Coen Brothers film. And I knew that Steve Buscemi went in the wood chipper. That was one of the facts that I knew. And the cover of this shows one of the dead guys in the snow. So I knew it had winter in it. And I knew there was a new TV show about it. That's pretty much it.
So Sam and I must have looked at the same stuff because we both knew he went to a wood chipper and there was snow.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of that besides the snow because of the cover.
Yeah.
the cover really gave it away.
It's weird how that works out. It's supposed to be a classic, though, according to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It did do pretty well, I would say.
There you go.
But yeah, like, we turned it on, and Sam was like, this movie is going to be, like, 2 hours long, and it was 99 minutes.
I guess I just expected it to be long. I figured that was one of the reasons I hadn't seen it, because it was long. But
that's fair, yeah.
It's a very Coen Brothers. I feel like Coen Brother movies are long.
Yeah.
Or, like, 2 hours, at least.
Or they feel long.
Or they feel long.
Who knows?
Don't you know?
But it opens with that thing that's, like, the title card that says that it's a true story or something.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that?
That was interesting. I didn't expect that at all.
Mostly because it's not really a true story.
Oh, okay. I had a feeling. It didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a true story. The Coen brothers, I don't remember which one, but they were like, okay, so let's not tell anybody.
Let's just let them wonder.
And then 3 weeks into the set, they were like, hey, guys, this isn't real. Just by the way.
I love that. Trolling people.
So when I first started it, I was like, something seems weird. Why is it like zoomed in? And I thought it was like this weird filming thing, like perspective they were trying to do, like a forced perspective thing. Because for me, it was like zoomed in. So when it was showing the title and everything, part of it was like cut off and all this stuff.
Oh.
I was like, what is going on? So I was watching the movie and I'm like, this definitely doesn't seem right, because the very first like 5 minutes, I'm like sticking to it, right? I'm like,
yeah,
something.
You're like, okay,
weird.
It's an artistic choice.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was, and so I didn't decide to stop the film until they're in the bar, and they're talking, and it's literally just what is it, William H. Macy, or is that his name?
Yep, nailed it.
It's literally like just his face in the scene. And like part of his chin's cut off, and then it would go over to like Steve Buscemi, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but he's like not even in the screen. So Steve Buscemi's like there,
or something.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, and he's peed 3 times, and I'm like, I didn't even know there was another person sitting there.
There's a third person.
So I paused it and I like pulled it up on my phone, and I started to watch it, and it was the correct aspect ratio, and I was like, why did that happen? So I went back, started over on Amazon Prime, and it was fine, and I could see everything just fine. It was so strange. I thought it was a filming, you know, artistic choice.
I really wish you would have kept it.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, this can't be right. But
let's see. So what are we have? This is our third case, weird case with Amazon Prime. Case one, we had Romang, where it had random like logos just.
Yeah.
Bouncing through like an old DVD logo.
Mm-hmm.
We had Vicindy Flu, where the audio was just not synced.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And now Tim zoomed.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Bezos is up to something.
Something. Well, don't you know? He's always up to something.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know?
These Midwestern accents just killed me.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad.
I mean, that was...
Or, like, I know it's the Midwestern accent, but, like, it's the North. It's, right. like Wisconsin. Wisconsin and Minnesota have, like, this accent. North Dakota, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I didn't see it in theaters. Not that I was old enough at the time anyway, but,
you would have died from laughter.
I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, this is too much for me. Like, I cannot handle... the amount of, oh, Jesus. And,
oh, geez, yeah.
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, and then, don't like... you know? Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know that we're all Midwesterns because we just say yeah all the time.
Yeah. Oh, you bet.
Well, and the other thing about it was, like, it kind of reminded me a little bit of The Dead Don't Die in some ways because they'll have conversations that go nowhere.
Yeah.
And I felt like there were a lot of those in this movie where, like, they'd be like, oh, you know, he's just, like, a funny-looking guy. You know, like, a normal amount of funny-looking.
Oh, yeah, just, like, a generally a funny-looking guy, you know?
Like, I was just rolling. That's... Like, I don't know. I really
enjoy darn tootin'.
You waste my time to some degree, if that makes any sense at all. Well,
I mean, like... even, like, the Big Lebowski, they waste time.
Yeah.
Like, the nihilists, I mean, they're a factor in the movie, but, like...
Yeah.
And I mean, Hail Caesar, we watched that film. That had some parts that just kind of wasted time, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, what I'm saying is that I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because I enjoy if you waste my time correctly.
Yeah.
Like... yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's an enjoyable waste of time.
Yeah. Where you're not
don't you
doing
know?
Anything. Yeah. Oh, my.
And, yeah. So, like, William H. Macy's was just. His and Francis McDormand, their two accents were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And some Macy's character, Jerry Lundegaard, he has a stutter. Now, you're like, well, I mean, he probably ad-libbed that. But the stutter was written into the script. Like, all those, like, Like, apparently the Coen brothers, this is just a known thing with them. Their scripts are so, like, airtight. It's not that, like, they are anti-ad-lib. It's just their lines are great.
Huh. Well.
Yeah. So this is what I read from, like, the internet. But I also heard that on the Sunny podcast. So it was, like, it's kind of weird because they had just talked about the Coen brothers in their last episode. So that was kind of weird how it lined up.
Yeah. The world collides sometimes, man.
Well, like Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski, I'm going to keep end up going back to it by accident, but he didn't, the only thing he ever asked for direction on was if the dude was high, and he would rub his eyes to make himself bloodshot, and that was it. That was the only direction had to give him. So.
Seems weird.
Yeah, he's a generally stoned looking guy.
But do you guys know or think that the Paul Bunyan statue outside of Brainerd is real?
It's real.
You know it's real?
Yeah, I googled it. Paul Bunyan is from Minnesota.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go, Sam. True story.
True story, yeah. And we got a new destination to go to, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta see the statue. Gotta see the statue in the dead of winter.
Yeah. It's really the only way to do it.
I hate the snow.
You love the snow. You just hate driving in the snow.
Yeah, I know. He was like, what was he doing? He was like scraping his windshield. Oh, I was like, that fucking sucks.
That was an awful scene. That was probably the biggest horror movie scene I've ever seen.
That was definitely rough. I don't know. Poor guy.
Well, Susanna and I, we haven't had to do that in like 5 years. So it's... I know, Tim, that you're still up there in the Great North.
I don't have to do it.
You have a garage.
I have a garage.
Oh, moving up in the world.
Yep. I don't have to deal with it no more at the moment.
Yeah, I just remember the days I had to wake up and, like, I had my door frozen shut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got out there. I was like, oh, geez, I'm going to have to get this open,
Yeah.
I'm going to be late to work.
Get it open, yeah.
Then you gotta be like careful because sometimes you put like hot water on it to melt it, but then you can't get it on the glass because the glass could shatter.
That's true. It was always like a science experiment. Like you had to like light your key on fire to.
I had to light my key on. Like I had to like take a lighter to my key before just to get it into the
Midwest
door.
Midwest problems.
Yeah, people do a lot of things wrong when it comes to cold cars, and it always irritates me. And I always remember this one time I was not watching somebody, but I was leaving in the morning for something. I don't know what. But it was very early, and it was very cold, and it hadn't snowed or anything, but like, you know, your windows are frosted over and whatnot. And I'm driving out, and I've, you know, warmed up my car properly or whatever and chipped off the, you know, all this stuff. And I see this person sitting in their car. They, like, literally had walked outside. They're sitting in their car, and they're hammering the gas as it's sitting still. So they would hammer and floor the gas and then come off of it and then hammer it. And it was just...
To heat up the engine? Was their idea?
They just kept doing that. Like to warm
what was
it
their
up.
Idea to heat up the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My assumption was they were warming up. They were all fogged, like all the windows and stuff were still fogged over and iced over and stuff. And I shook my head like, you're destroying your engine. Like people.
Your car will learn to do it on its own. You just have to be patient.
It's not even that. It's just that is so horrible for your car in general. And so many, even if you did that in the summer, that's terrible for your car.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It just irks me because that poor engine.
What about like heating your key up just to get into the door?
Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah.
It was not fun, and I don't know how it happened, but it was awful. And then somebody ripped my door handle off, and that was even worse.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Remember that time that your car got stuck in the parking lot?
Dude, you weren't even there.
I know.
Sam.
I just heard this story.
Yeah, this was a great story. I'm gonna tell this story.
Do it.
Yeah, so Tim comes up to Oxford to visit while Sam's down in Florida.
Once again, escaping the snow.
Escaping the snow. And Tim comes up and it was like a 3-day weekend at least or something.
Yeah.
But we got snowed on. We got like 6 inches of snow. And you're like, oh, that's not that much. Well, in Ohio, 6 inches can destroy everything. And like the apartment Sam and I lived in was like one of those ones that's like, it was like family owned. Mm-hmm. So they cleaned their own. They didn't hire people.
Yes.
So Tim and what car was it?
My old Camaro, my 6-cylinder Camaro. Yeah.
Yeah. So he parks his Camaro in the back lot on flat ground. It was flat.
There was a slight gradient for the little drive that also had a bunch of potholes.
We're talking on gradients here, like a minus
very
1 degree.
Very slight. Yeah. It was like one to three
degrees. Enough to mess Tim, like stop Tim's car.
Yeah.
I want to say we shoveled for 5 hours.
Oh, we shoveled, bro. And we had salt, right? Didn't we get like salt and stuff?
So, yeah, we tried to get your car out for 5 hours. Because I drove a little Chevy Cobalt. I was just zooming around everywhere. Mm-hmm. I could get in and out all I wanted. Mm-hmm. But Tim's heavier car.
Well, so the major problem there was it's real world. Rear wheel drive. And I can't believe say I still word. Had summer tires on it. So
you
oh,
did.
No!
So that you was did. The bigger issue is I still had those summer tires on there, and it just did not want to go anywhere. They're just hockey pucks at that point.
Yeah. So Tim and I go and buy two shovels. We buy shovels and we start shoveling, but we also bought suppository sized salt.
Nice.
I'm talking they're about 2 inches in length and. A little more than half an inch in diameter.
Yeah.
Maybe an inch in diameter. So we put all those out, and they weren't doing the trick, so we were still shoveling. And then at one point, I think it hit like 4 p.m., and we were like, fuck this. We're going inside. So we just lined like driveway tracks with just our heavy salt, and then went inside. Next-door neighbor's like, hey, man, we're having a party, and we were like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. Here's a bunch of really old Keystone.
Or yeah, Milwaukee's best. We gave them a bunch, didn't we? Yeah.
Was that the Diesel Punk Day too?
I don't know.
It was around the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so Tim and I. Next morning, salt melted it all. Tim drove away.
It was no problem.
Excited.
Wait, you guys didn't go to the party?
No.
No. Aww. No.
We what was his name?
Tired.
I don't remember our
I don't
dude's
know.
Name.
We never went to his parties. He would always like blast Soul Jams.
He had so Soul Jam Fridays.
Yeah,
it was really Soul Jam Fridays.
He was a good outside of his bumping music, which I really don't mind because I bump music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
He was a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Other side though, did not trust him.
Mm-hmm. I've decided that this episode we're just going to tell stories of getting stuck in the snow because that feels like the right thing, and I have another story.
Go for it. Why not?
Did your car flip over and you start running out with your friend? Your friend
no,
start running out.
I did
and
not.
He get like
that looks like
style?
A defensive wound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very defensive shot.
No, we were on our way to a party.
Oh, shit, this story.
In Westchester, from Oxford, which anybody from the Cincinnati area knows.
It's like
kind
30
of
minutes,
far.
40 minutes.
And we didn't know it was going to snow that night.
Do you mean ice? It iced. It didn't snow.
And we were in, like, Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make it far.
Like, made it to a mire.
Like, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we just slid down the hill.
And that cobalt. You know, it kind of it didn't work
You remember
out.
How I said it doesn't have any weight?
Oh, no.
And we spent the night at a mire.
It would have been fine, beautiful. But we were on a college budget at the time.
Yeah. You got some... And that's when I learned that people go shopping at odd hours of the night.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, seriously.
Because Myers are 24 hours. And so we were in there and like there were like legit people that decided I'm going to go grocery shopping in the snowstorm. I just really want to be my family at this point or something.
Also, people were doing donuts around our car.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Probably irritating, but funny.
Well, you know...
If you were
they had they had cameras, so I wasn't that concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that story. And then Sam drove off the road one time.
Whee!
Oh, yeah. I've done that's normal.
You've done that, Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah? You've done that?
So
Did your car flip upside down, too?
No.
I didn't either. You're just talking about the movie?
I'm not trying to do the film.
He's trying to bring it back. So I'm going to tell another story.
Do it.
we each have to tell one story.
Yeah. I had the Monte Carlo in college.
Yes.
Ooh, that great car.
And we lived off campus. We had a house, and we were at the very end of the like cul-de-sac, I guess. But so it wasn't like a round cul-de-sac, right? It's a road, and then you had a little turnaround circle at the bottom of it. So it looked like a thermometer or whatever, you know, like
Okay, yeah.
something like that, like a mercury one, you know. So the little bubble at the end. We
Oh,
were
yeah.
Yeah,
just before
I
the
know
bubble.
exactly which one you're talking about.
Okay.
So, we it was just real bad snow, whatever. And I had to drive down there and then like come back up. I don't remember why. I think it's because I was just facing that way. And I definitely wasn't able to like back up because there was like another car or something. So I
Oh
started
no.
pulling down there and I was going slow and I went to turn the wheel and it just like instantly turned in my hands and like locked up. And I was like, shit. So I turned it back. And at this point I was already sliding. So I was like trying to feather the brakes and whatnot, it just kept sliding. So I went over a little curb and through a small fence, but I didn't like go down a hill, like over a hill or anything. But it was just over a little curb and broke a little bit of a fence, and then my car stopped. I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to class. Sent a picture of it to my buddy who had the same class, and then he showed the professor.
Did you get
So
excused
yeah.
at least?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's good. That's good. That's good.
That's hilarious. I like how all of our wretched snow stories are from our
For
youth.
college.
Yeah.
For college
From literal college.
days.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
great.
Hey, now see, we know now. If it snows, you stay the fuck in.
Nah. I
Well,
still like driving in snow. I drove a lot in the on those summer tires in the snow, and I did pretty well. I think that was the only time that I was defeated. But I will not recommend ever driving on summer tires again. Even on my
Yeah.
all-wheel drive car, I don't do that. But
Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm gonna bring it back to the movie now.
That's
So what
fair.
movie is this?
The far they go far in this
Oh shit!
one.
I
There's a
thought we
lot.
I
It's
thought we
about it's
covered
like
that already.
it's like Groundhog's Day, but it's more like gophers, and then you gotta go Fargo.
So I do
And you
have to
can't
say
see
something
it.
about it.
Go ahead.
The film itself felt like a Tarantino film.
Yeah,
I could see that,
I
yeah.
would say Coen brothers and Tarantino
They're very
films.
similar, but because I was like, wait, I know this isn't Tarantino, but I gotta look at it, and then I saw it was a Coen brother, so I was like, duh.
It's a
But
PG, it's the PG-13 Tarantino. It's not true at all, but
No, I was gonna say what?
there, so I would say that both of the writing styles are very dialogue heavy. So
Yeah.
like they have very witty dialogue and they know what they're like everything they most everything they say has a purpose.
Right.
Even if it's nothing.
Even if it's oh geez.
Oh geez, yeah, like this is just a generally funny looking guy.
Just a
Yeah,
normal
he had some
amount. He was
eyes, like just
circumcised, yeah.
No, he was
Other than that,
uncircumcised.
or yeah,
Oh, so you
uncircumcised, yeah.
Oh geez, so you're the one who slept with him. Yeah, and I slept with the big guy. He had blonde hair. Oh yeah, he
That
did.
was funny.
He's a big, he was a bigger guy, yeah.
I don't even think she said he had blonde hair. She just said he was like older.
Oh
Yeah, she
yeah.
said he looked like the Marlboro man.
Oh, but
Oh,
maybe that was
but
just
just
'cause he
because
kept
he
smoking
smoked,
Marlboro
yeah.
all the
I thought that
time.
was gonna come up later, like something
I
that,
did
you know.
too. I was like waiting for
Normally it does, but
it.
apparently not.
No.
I don't even know what the Marlboro man looks like, so I'm looking it up.
I don't know. I don't care enough to.
I do. Now, he looks nothing like the fucking Mar. This guy has a goddamn cowboy hat.
That's funny.
So, what do you. I actually wrote a quote down. So, I've been trying this new thing this season where I watch the film. I want to be into the film. And then I write all my notes afterwards. Because, like, I kept finding myself being taken out of the film. Like, I would miss parts.
Yeah.
But Sam had to use the restroom or, like, we were getting candy. Yeah, we're children. I wrote down a quote. I was like, "Oh, I don't agree with your police work there,"
Yeah.
because her partner just did some crummy work.
Yeah, it was like the license plate was like.
Oh, DLR, and
Yeah,
I
DLR,
think
that
he
was pretty
didn't
funny.
finish it. I was like, "Oh, that's clever." I was actually happy with that. Like, I feel like they make like detectives just miss easy things sometimes. Or I don't even know if she's a damn detective.
She's the chief.
Was she the chief, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Which was weird, but yeah.
What'd you think of Jerry's plan overall of getting his wife kidnapped? a pretty garbage plan, right?
Yeah, well, you knew it wasn't going to work out for him, because, like, whatever
it's
you
a film.
Set up this sort of thing, it's like, of course it's not going to work out in the way right. that you wanted it to, so you're just kind of waiting for it to fall apart.
Right. So I just thought it was funny. Well, Shepton and Shepton didn't tell me that you two of you were going to be here. It's just going to be one of you. It was the very beginning scene where Tim was still zoomed in. And he was probably like, there's only one of them.
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand.
Shep was interesting. I mean, just beat the shit out of Carl later. Mm-hmm. Who had to get another hooker or escort. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
He just had to, right? So yeah. What did he ask her? He's like, a lot of interesting work or whatever. What
is yeah.
Something like that.
Something about like how he long a lot she'd of been an escort. Peace war or yeah, like. And like, yeah.
This is so weird. She's just like, what?
Anybody else ever take you to one of these this fancy joint before? No? Just me? It's because I treat you right.
I'm sure it's a person like that does that job. You just want to get it over with, like. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not in that job line, so I won't know.
Yeah, I guess it depends, right? Person to person, who knows?
Sam, you should probably state that you also are not in that job line.
I mean,
Tim didn't say that.
I know, but...
Now you just made it weird.
Cause... I know.
You felt the need to clarify.
Yeah, I did. I did feel the need to clarify.
Gotcha.
Would you have taken the finder's fee?
Hell yeah. I probably would have upped it a little bit. I think they were going for like 10%. Well, no, they asked him what his finder's fee was.
Yeah, I would have been
like...
he's like,
oh, it's like 10%. Like, right. Well, why don't you give him like a 10%. Higher number?
They said that, like, the Sam dude was like, yeah, it's typically 10%, but we want to know your number.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, at least get 15.
Right.
Yeah, like...
because he would have gotten 75 grand.
Yeah. Which clearly he, like, needed more than that. But, like, he could have... started his way down that path.
I want to know what he was in debt for and stuff, because he was like selling cars for $320,000 that didn't exist, and then
yeah,
I don't
so,
know.
So, all I'm gonna say is if he had just said 20%, mm-hmm. he would have almost made it to that 320 grand.
I know, that's what I was saying. Like, why wouldn't you have just upped
well,
your
that's not what
bit.
He was in debt for. He was using that money as part of the way to pay for the debt, those cars.
Oh.
Yeah, because he got the money for those cars.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure where that money was going.
And he kept
needing
more.
I think
more.
That was obviously on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, because he needed like $1 million, essentially, because he kept like, the deal was for $750,000, and then he got... $320,000.
He wanted the 750. He wanted the 750 for the deal. So
yeah, and then he wanted $1 million for the kidnapping, and he was going to give those guys 80,000.
No, 40,000, and he was going to keep the other 40,000.
Well, yeah,
and then there's blood spilled. Blood has been spilled, Jerry.
Yeah, he just kept saying that.
Jerry, blood has been spilled. We killed 3 people.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Dude, the highway patrolman kill, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I expected it, but not
yeah,
that
it was a little
fast.
Brutal.
Yeah, it was like, it was like, I feel like it was brutal, but it was like, not like a brutal, like, it wasn't graphic.
Right.
It was just, guy gets pulled down, shot in the head.
I think it was because it was kind of early, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was right off the bat.
You had really kind of just established that, like, oh, they were doing this thing for this... for Jerry, right?
Kind of scummy guy.
Yeah, and you're like, they're going to bumble it up, whatever. And you almost, I don't know, I was almost kind of thinking, like, they're not going to be qualified to, like, do it, you know what I mean? So then when they just, like, kill somebody, you're like, holy shit. And then they, like, rapid kill people. And then
right.
I was shocked again when the dad died. Like, that, again, was
oh,
like,
the grandpa?
Holy shit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought the dad was going to, like, somehow... he was, like, walking awkwardly, so I was like, does he have, like, a bulletproof vest on?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, in the 90s? I don't know how easy that was to get a hold of.
Probably not super easy. Also
but he was
no
rich as shit.
Bulletproof vest.
Oh, okay. Bullet resistant.
There you go. That works.
Yeah, Kevlar or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but I did like the shot through the mouth.
That was pretty great. I don't think it went through his mouth. I think it grazed his cheek.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I just was imagining.
Because at first I thought it went through his mouth too. But he's had a lot more damage. I thought it was like a Fight Club
shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. And he's just holding it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was great. Now, Tim, you're a car guy, as we discussed. Mm-hmm. How good of a car is that Sierra?
I honestly don't know.
It's an old one.
Oldsmobile's not around anymore, so.
For whatever that's worth. Yeah, my grandpa used to have an Oldsmobile.
I think they still sell Oldsmobile, like in China.
Oh.
No, I think it's just Buick, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, Buick, where they tried to change their target demographic from being old people to middle-aged people.
Yeah, didn't work too well.
No? I just thought it was funny. Because I know my dad was looking between his Taurus and a Buick, and he ended up with the Taurus.
Yeah, well, he was looking at the GS, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the sporty Buick that kind of is beefier. It's on the lines of the Taurus show.
That's I was like, I understood why.
Yeah.
But it was just, I feel like the fact that it was a Buick, my dad could never just pull.
He couldn't do it, yeah. That's fair.
He couldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, he's been a car guy. He's not like, I don't think he's as much as you, Tim.
Sure.
Or like my brother-in-law is crazy with cars. Mm-hmm. He has like 4. It's fucking ridiculous. He built a car from a kit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've always thought about doing that. And then I'm like, I don't like making tacos. I'm not going to make a car. I'll pay somebody.
And tacos are easy. Oh, no. Sorry. We should refer to when you say you don't like making tacos, we're talking about like when you go to like a Hispanic restaurant and they give you, what is it, an enchilada?
Which fajitas.
The fajitas. It's the fajita that you hate.
Yeah,
you have to make the fajita.
No, fajitas I don't like flavor-wise.
Oh, there's one of them I remember.
I don't like to make in general because I don't like to cook and make everything and then have to make my food again.
Yeah. I remember you not liking to have to make your food at a restaurant specifically, though.
Yeah, I just want to eat it.
Yeah.
So you don't go to, like, the Melting Pot or...
No, I love the Melting Pot.
Or, like, Hibachi.
That's different. No, there's too many... So
there's a difference.
So if I can go from like, you know, Melting Pot, you go and you make it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you eat it. I don't want to have to make my food and then make my food again. So I cook my food and then take my cooked food that's now sectioned out into different places and then make my food into, you know, a taco. So I don't want to take the shell to put the cooked meat into the shell. I just want to go from cooking to eating.
Yeah, that's why
I don't like that extra step.
It's funny because we were just talking about how cereal is too much work for me. So if you add the cooking element to the cereal, you'd be out.
I'd be out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you gotta boil the milk.
If I gotta make the milk and make the cereal and then make my food, I'm out.
Oh my god.
But that's only one step, though. You make your food for the cereal. So you just put it in the bowl, you add the milk, and you let it simmer so that it gets soft and the milk gets the juices of the cereal and you're good.
The ooses of juices.
Mm-hmm. I had a roommate in college that used to put orange juice.
Nope.
Cheerios.
Oh, okay. Like, well, Cheerios, that's okay, I guess. Wait,
it's like,
only orange juice?
Yeah, he would use orange juice.
Alright, no, I'm out. That would hurt my stomach and my teeth. I'm out.
But why would orange juice hurt your stomach?
The acid?
Orange juice is very acidic. I can't drink a lot of orange juice. I don't know why. It's like my kryptonite.
It's because Sunkist is better.
Sunkist is better. It's not as acidic.
And it's fake.
Sunny D?
Oh, yeah. Sunkist is good. But yeah, I meant Sunny D. Sunny D.
Sure.
I think
I thought the same thing.
About.
Yeah, those bottles of like the plastic bottles we got as a kid, we drink like 6 of them at a time.
Oh, wait, you did that when
Speak
you were a kid?
For yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, I would
I still do it. If I ever get sick, we'll buy like 6 bottles.
Oh,
like
it's
the
brilliant.
Big bottles.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's so much better.
There's way more vitamin C in there.
I know. They just pump
it
full of it.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. I mean, vitamin C.
So So yeah, so this movie.
Well, yeah. You know, if Tim had tacos at the Radisson, it would be good because it's a Radisson. Dude. That's how you know it's good. Like, what? Dude,
first off, I'm not answering my phone when I first wake up.
Oh, that was wild.
Yeah, like she gets a random phone call. Well,
and she continues to talk.
Yeah, That's great. She's like, oh, geez, yeah, it's been a while. And second off, if I wasn't that, like, if I hadn't heard from this person and I wasn't that close with him back then, mm-hmm. I'm not meeting up with him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about you guys. Yeah. Use guys.
We'll and obviously it was a very awkward situation in which it turned out to what he was saying wasn't true at all.
Lisa Connor's still living.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, you should meet up with her, They were never married. He stalked her for a bit, but like that was it. She told him to go away. She's out here in the suburbs with me. We should all meet up, yeah?
Craziness.
Oh my.
But somebody's gonna get super rich in the summer. I'm just saying. The fucking briefcase of money that was buried?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that entirely, actually.
Where, I love how he, like, looks left, looks right, sees that there's nothing mm-hmm. around to, like...
Mark it, yeah.
So he just sticks his little...
Yeah, that was smart.
I know. That role was actually written for Steve Buscemi.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty great, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the guy that, plays, his name is Gayer, his character's name is, the big dude that doesn't talk. Yeah. First off, how many lines do you think he has?
Ooh, it's not many.
7.
Like, that's what I was going to say.
18 Woo! Lines in the whole film.
Yes, I said 7 times 2 plus 4, so.
Done.
He did do the math right.
I did.
Now,
expecting you to do it wrong.
Now, Carl, okay, we're going to do multiple choice. Here, do we think Carl had 50 plus, 100 plus, 150 plus, or 200 plus lines?
Buscemi is Carl.
Buscemi. Yeah, Buscemi's character.
What were the answers? 100, 150, 200?
Yeah, like just increments of 50.
So if he had 18 and I guess 7, so let's do 150 times 2 plus 4. 304.
Oh, I like how exact it was. I'm gonna go with 200.
He had it was between 150 and 200.
I was right. See, 150 plus.
I actually thought he was gonna get it at first because he was gonna be like, "Well, times it by 10."
I know, right? That would have been impressive.
Yeah. So I liked that the difference there. So intense.
That's hilarious.
But the actor is really Swedish. Mm-hmm. And due to, like, Minnesota being, like, up in, it's a very, like, Nordic country,
yeah.
state, it has a bunch of cities, Swedish cities, and like, Swedish-named cities, and he was driving around just to, like, talk to people, and, like, there was, he probably met some Swedes there, former Swedes there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, I had a couple other notes. Oh, the wood chipper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are like, oh, geez, man, I really want to see that wood chipper, like, in person, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you're like, you know, if I go to the Fargo-Moorhead Visitor Center, yeah? You know that one mm-hmm. just off of Bramble Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, they actually have it up on display.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have the wood chipper on display in a visitor center.
I love it.
The Fargo Visitor Center.
But that's funny.
I know. And then... So, seeing as we're all from Ohio, I find this kind of funny that one of the former governors of Ohio wrote an autobiography mm-hmm. and spent 3 pages describing his hatred towards this film.
Wow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, what?
That's an like interesting weird... stance.
Like, I know. Like, it's your autobiography. I'm going to spend 10%, like, 1%
wait,
of my
how
book.
How long was his autobiography? Right. I want to know the percentage that he spent.
If you guys can fill the space for a second, I'll look it up.
Well, I would go see the wood chipper along with the Paul Bunyan statue.
Yeah, that would be a fun trip, I think. Yeah. Not exclusively, but part of one.
We'll have to go find a film fest up yonder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that we can see Paul Bunyan and the wood chipper.
That's probably a good
idea. Hopefully not during the snow.
Well, no. See, I want to go to Minnesota during the snow because they have this. Tim, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. You get on a dog sled.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And it takes you out to a yurt in the middle of the fucking woods.
Oh.
During the winter, like February.
Uh-huh.
And it's during wolf season. Like, it's like their big season for wolves.
That's
so you'll hear howling surround sound around you.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I want to be eaten by a wolf.
Same.
So wolves aren't as, they got a bad rap.
Like sharks.
Sure.
Like sharks. Okay, I found the book. I just can't find the length.
Yeah. I do Amazon love how
tells you.
It tells Go ahead, you. Tim. She's like telling him she's the police and she like points at her hat.
Yeah.
I loved how she did. She's like, police. And then when he throws the thing at her, she like awkwardly ducks. I guess because she's pregnant, but that was fucking great. She like just like swivels and then comes right back up.
Right? I can tell you that it is 8 hours and 53 minutes on an audiobook, but I can't find the fucking... Oh, 320 pages. He literally used 1% of his book to shit upon...
This film.
This film.
That's like, funny. That's weird.
I don't know.
It's a weird flex. Weird
grudge or vendetta.
Seriously, though, because, like, this is your autobiography. Like, I don't know that I'm...
This is
like,
the story of my life.
Yeah, and I'm going to spend 1% on
that. Like, that'd be like us just sitting there shitting upon Swept Away.
I mean...
For three, like, of your whole life? And yeah. You're, like, governor?
Well, technically, we spent an hour shitting upon it, so...
Yeah, but how many hours are in your life?
My life is, I'll be able to tell you at the
end. Yeah, I can tell... Give me another 2 seconds, yeah?
I'm gonna do some 1%. Math. It shouldn't be, at least.
You spent 0.68% of a year.
Whoa.
0.68. Oh, well, that's higher than I thought.
I know.
See? So how people waste their time. You know what else people waste their time with? Music. What did you guys think about the music in this film?
It must have been all right because I didn't notice it.
Was spot on.
I liked it.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
It also just, you know, obviously Coen Brothers, but felt like a Tarantino film because of the music.
Yeah, I guess I should say it felt right.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't bother me.
Or, like, noticeably change the scene for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't Gladiator.
Yeah, I felt like it was... I felt like it was appropriate. The like Batman, I was like, ooh, that was a good. That
I
was
just
some good
Batman
music.
In general.
Oh, just in, yeah, you got yeah, Zimmer. Oh, Sam, were you talking?
It's cool. I'm done.
That's cool. You know, I'm gonna just go to the cast now. Whatever. We'll just go to the.
Somebody
cast.
Will listen to me in between all the yammering, yeah. And then somebody will listen to you guys instead of me.
Sam, good. once we get that set up, I'm gonna just start muting you on those parts. It'll be great. Not really. I can just mute us.
People will be like, why doesn't Sam talk as much anymore in the podcast? I just mute her out.
She's just being irrelevant.
Wow.
Kidding. Zing. Got her. Okay, so actually the cast. Jerry Lindengard. I thought it was Lindengard, but it's Lundegaard. Jerry Lundegaard was played by Will. Lundegaard. Yeah. It's played by William H. Macy.
Yes.
So remember, guys, I'm only doing one thing. This
oh, yes,
season.
The new thing that you're doing.
Because I'm trying to eat less time. He's in Shameless.
Yes, he is.
He's also in Jurassic Park 3.
You already broke your rule.
You already broke it, yeah.
I think I meant to say, I should say, I just don't want to write as much down.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Margie Gunderson is played by Frances McDormand.
He's fantastic.
She's in Nomadland. Mm-hmm. Won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
Carl Showalter is played by Steve Buscemi. He's in Billy Madison. And Sam's like, oh, why does he eat? I mean, like, he's a generally a funny looking guy, but like, he's not that funny looking. Like, I just think he looks like Billy Madison, Steve Buscemi at all times.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, Adam Sandler just makes him look more wild than he actually looks. Because I saw him in this movie and I was like, wait, he looks like a human being.
Yeah. I'm confused. Okay. So, Geir Grimstrup, he's the giant Swedish dude.
Okay.
Who only says like 18 lines. He's played by Peter Stormare. He's in The Brothers Grimm.
Oh, there you go.
You picked that of like all of the stuff he's done?
I honestly can't remember.
He's in Armageddon. He's in Godzilla. No, I just keep going. Yep.
So, Tim, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
Since we're exposing ourselves on missing votes.
Uh-huh.
I may or may not have missed Armageddon, I think.
I haven't seen that either. Add to the
I
list.
I might throw up.
Well, that's why we have the whoops, missed the boat.
Yeah.
There you go. Because you'll definitely pick that.
No, oh, geez, I already know what I'm going to pick. Uh-huh. But Norm Gunderson, you know, he won that 3-cent stamp.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a great husband making them eggs in the morning, and then he went and ate them after she left.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Prowler's going to need to jump. Sam's really confused.
She says it in the beginning.
In one of her first scenes, she goes outside to turn on the car, and then
after she eats breakfast.
Yeah, gotcha. And says the Prowler needs to jump. But he's played by John Carroll Lynch, and he's in Crazy Stupid Love.
Whoa.
Now, Tim, I know you're not a chick flick fan.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a chick flick. It's a rom-com for sure, but at what point does a movie switch between just a romantic comedy to straight up a chick flick?
I don't know. We don't have time for this sort of philosophical
debate.
That's
very deep. We'll have to wait till we get to a chick flick or a rom-com.
Yeah, you got to put that in like the beginning of an episode. All right,
so I'm
going to
try and pick a chick flick
for an hour
next week.
Okay.
But the Coen brothers, they're the ones who, you know, wrote and directed this film.
Shocked, I say.
Know, they also did like The Big Lebowski. It's weird. I talked about that a lot earlier. And then I stopped because I was like, I'm talking about it too much.
And Hail Caesar, the one that we already reviewed. Go back to that
one. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Classic.
But yeah, go check out our other episode.
Mm-hmm.
Someone liked it.
The Coen brothers.
That's all I'm going to say. And this movie was nominated for 6 Oscars.
Damn.
It won 2 for Best Actress.
Frances? Like,
Frances won Best Leading Actress.
Wow.
And it won Best Writing.
I can see that.
Well, geez. And then it was nominated for Best Picture, Best Supporting Actor, Director, Cinematography, Film Editing. So, Tim, if you had watched the zoomed-in version of it, you would have been like, the fuck cinematography and film editing?
I'd be like, oh, okay, so people like this, so it's getting an award for it. Sure.
But William H. Macy begged for this role.
Really?
He did 2 screenings for it, and then he apparently flew out to New York where the Coen brothers were, and was like, if you don't place me for this role, I think you're making a huge mistake. Like,
wow.
He just was like, you're making it. Like, I'm perfect for this job.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh. It's interesting because, like, he's not necessarily like a huge actor. So, like, and I thought he did nail the role. So, like, good job, William H. Macy.
So he was right about himself.
He was. He bet on himself.
Very
But
smooth.
The critics gave it a 94%.
Damn.
I'm just going to go normal order. Audience gave it a 93%. IMDb with an 8.1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That's high. And then Google with a 91.
Dang.
So all passing grades. Well, don't you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys that I'm going to flip this on.
Nice.
I know it's a shocker, but I just really thought this was a good one, and you're darn tootin'. I'm going to try and find this and convince Sam to turn it on again.
Nice.
How about you guys? How about you, Tim?
Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, I watched it twice, so I'm in. Definitely flip it on. I watched it yesterday, and then today, like right beforehand,
nice.
I had like spare time, so I was like, just turn it on while I eat. So basically, I watched it twice. I didn't watch it all the way through twice, but it was like the last 20 minutes. So
nice.
Yeah, I definitely flip it on. This is a fun movie, and or maybe it's just up my alley.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like it's ridiculous.
It's fun, so yeah,
nice.
And for the third amigo?
Yeah, I'm flipping it on. I enjoy it. It looked cold. And I don't know, just something about, like, the sheer amount of, like, dialogue that goes nowhere I appreciate in this film.
Oh, yeah, he's a generally funny-looking guy.
And then Steve Buscemi is just, like, so... so upset all the time. And it's funny to be, I don't know. It's just like
all of the time.
Yeah, there's just like a lot to love about this film. And then also the fact that it's not a true story, but they said it was, is funny to me. And then I guess apparently since they said that, people were actually looking for like a briefcase on the side of the road.
Really?
By fences in Minnesota. Yeah. So that makes me chuckle too. So I'm
somebody
all
was going to get rich in yeah. real life, they yeah. thought.
And I'll probably check out the TV show, too, even though, I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it's the same, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
It is based on the same story. I don't know if it is the same story.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, episode 2 down. All right, Tim, you want to scroll for me? It's my first pick for the season.
My first pick when I live alike.
Did you hear that, Sam? You did hear it because you said it, Sam. I meant to say Tim.
Recommendations. Look at that. It's like we can tell the future.
Oh, yeah, because I brought it up at the beginning. That's mm-hmm. kind of funny. I don't know if I'm going to pick either of those two. I have my eye on one.
Oh.
So.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. And don't you know, like, you got to come back next week.
We promise we won't be doing these accents again.
I can't make that
promise.
I can't make that promise, Sam. Bye.